Because qalb is a very tricky word in Arabic language. Yeah, more than she could imagine. Because, yes,
thank you very much.
Because qalb, yes, it's more than normal knowledge of the Arab. If you go beyond that, you will find it a very tricky word. Because qalb is good or bad? You tell me.
It's not
It's the best and the worst. Because qalb means heart. And qalb means fake. Yeah. And qalb means form.
And in the middle of the thing. Like this is the middle of the
thing. Not middle, center. Yeah, the center, and so on, because this word is like a magical word that will cover everything and will exclude everything. It's so interesting and so bizarre. That's why they call heart, heart, because it's not here, because it cannot have a place, its center. The meaning of the center means the center of everything. Then the body is qalib, is the one that doing it. Remember, in one way the heart has nothing to do with the body, because body is bone and the meat, and heart is that special place reserved for beloved only. Even the Satan, the knowledge, cannot go in. You remember that, Pai?
Yeah,
and qalib means this flesh, which is the doer of that, which you cannot even imagine. Then it goes to fakeness, then it turns around. So it's a magical stuff. Here, you could say that the fake prayer of you is something which came out of 100 times casting. Means you cast some ideas, some thoughts, which is a fake prayer. 100 times you cast something, then at the end you have some nonsense. That's not what we are talking about. Because he was talking about if you are trying to remember the holy book's words and things like that, right? You could, in this poetic language, read it differently and say that that jewel in the center of you, that will create all the casting for other stuff to appear. You see how different it could be? And no one knows which one. I think you should know all of them, because that's the only way I understand this book. Include them. Here is the confusion. Especially I accept this, because the next verse is doing this, is in a way punishing us readers, because he will call us something which is very nasty. And that nasty stuff is the same. Because the stuff by itself is father. And you know how beautiful father is. You look at Baba and you ask for father. And Fuzul is a silly guy which is talking in a place that she or he should not talk. Questioning something that doesn't understand and is not qualified. So positive and the negative both again is that, because this is what the space, the dimension of qualities is. All the qualities, they will cover from extreme good or extreme bad label that we could, because these are all labels. What is good? What is bad? We don't know. Huh, yes, you know a lot. Those intelligence, you know, good is good for me. bad is bad for me. That's good and bad. There is no such a thing. This universe is all good. And in every single piece of it, you will find the exception, which is no good. Because here is mixed. Everything is like that. So the limited existence is always one side of the coin. Then, he said, listen, I'm telling you, ride the donkey without the saddle. And don't ask the silly questions. Why? Did they?
Mount the ass bareback, O busybody. Did not the prophet ride the ass bareback? The prophet rode bareback, and the prophet, it is said, journeyed on foot.
This verse was, no, don't worry about it, because this verse is not meant to be understood. No, it's in Arabic. Rumi will do this trick. Yeah, he doesn't do it for understanding at all. He's talking Persian. But he knows that the people who are sitting over there, they have the sentiment towards the holy book. So verses or pieces of that holy book will provoke the passion in them. So whatever he needs, suddenly you will find one verse which the Iranians, they cannot read. None of them. Yeah, ask Iranians to read that. They cannot. To her, that's normal. Because there are all these sounds even and things that we Iranian, we eliminated it. It was too complicated for us. So, he goes like that and he comes back to give you a hint that I'm telling you, Jesus wrote where? Not that I'm telling you. Find it there. You see the passion. So he will borrow all the passion because to him, passions are in Arabic. He got it when he went to college. And this is Damascus. And he loves Arabic language.
He better does after all what you do.
He will say it that the, although Arabic is more beautiful, say it in Persian. Because it works better like that. Because Arabic is too much passionate and too complicated. Everything could be interpreted this way or that way. So in a way for philosophy is extremely confusing. It's like German. You know why a lot of German philosophers are around? Because the language is so confusing that the conversation could give you the joy even. So they go deep in that. Arabic is something like that. Persian, no. Persian has no structure at all. You describe the stuff. You put five words together, you will make one word. So, magically, he has two instruments in hand. One is Persian. Remember, he's living in Turkish speaking, and everybody loves Arabic, and Persian is the language of the minorities. But he talks in that because he knows that's the way you do it. Because if you talk in Persian, you don't miss Arabic. Because all of these people, they are passionate about it. So he will bring in. And those translations.
Is it possible that he didn't want to write it in Arabic because of the Quran being in Arabic and then there is a lot of, you know, things?
Definitely not. Because you're guessing something and we are looking at the work of a master. All the guesses are wrong because master is doing something out of that magical stuff which is ilham, which has nothing to do with the knowledge. It's subconscious, or I don't like to call it subconscious, but inspiration, poetic one is there. So all the guesses are wrong. We don't know. He just did it. But we notice that always. When he's talking about some tricky stuff and he needs the passion, it comes. in Arabic. To me, it's very visible because I differentiate between these two. Even in the words that he's using, because there are Arabic words for something and Persian one, and he somehow will weave them together so masterly that you cannot say that, okay, yes, this word meant that, that. It's not like that. It's like the technique of pointillism, the start of giving you the dots, and by creating different dots, creating the picture. This is before pixels and stuff. They painted in pixels. So he's doing it like that. Anyhow, he will repeat in Arabic, then he will come back to the subject, always. Which is, the ass, your fleshly soul, has gone off. Tied to a peg. What it means? Honestly, in English, to me means nothing. Even to Iranians that don't know Arabic, it doesn't mean that much. You have to mix the Arabic and Persian to understand this. And he knew it. So why is he doing it? How? Because before he had explained that stuff. Do you remember there was a verse that I stopped and said, yes, once upon a time one of these Arabs came to see Muhammad. And Muhammad said, oh, well, what happened to your horse? To your camel? He said, oh, with tabakkul, I just left it. Believe in God, I just left it. He said, oh, that's not the way. What did he say?
Trust in God, but tether your camel first, or tether your camel as well.
Exactly. Trust in God? No. By trusting in God, tie the knee of the camel. Because both are the same.
The
Exactly. That's aql, right? Iqal. But now he doesn't talk about iqal because the word doesn't come in this verse. He talks about, because that iqal one time you will actually nail it to the ground. Here he will say, listen, that the ego of you is your donkey. So nail it, means bind the knee of the camel, because this is the donkey and they don't do that to the donkey. The donkey will be nailed to the ground, the camel, the knees will be bound. He will bring them the opposite here to say, I'm talking about that donkey of yours, which should be nailed, because what the donkey does is running away from carrying this stuff. That ego is running away from your orders. The donkey doesn't want you to order it around. You should nail it down. Then it will obey you. Yes?
The ass, your fleshly soul, has gone off. Tie it to a peg. How long will it run away from work and burden? How long? It must bear the burden of patience and thanksgiving, whether for 100 years or for 30 or 20.
That's the point. That's the word that I was talking about. That patience. Here, let me say, this donkey should carry two stuff which are made to be put on the back of the donkey. One is patience, sabr. The other one is gratefulness, shukr. Because sabr and shukr are one stuff. Sabr, when it's translated, we lose half of its meaning. Means that if you get an appointment to go to your family doctor and your family doctor is with another patient, you have to wait.